27 minutes after 9, we're going to shine a spotlight right now. Little eyewitness report, whatever you want to call it. I love having a good guest in the house with something good happening in our community. And Youth 715 Ministry is all about that. And I'm welcoming back Frank. You know, we did a little spotlight last month, was it? And now you're back because it's coming up fast. This is a very special golf tournament. And as Lisa said the first time, unfortunately Lisa couldn't be here today, but it's a big gig. Let's talk about it, Frank.
Yeah, big gig. It's happening this Saturday at the Eagle Point Golf Course. We have two flights, one starting at 7:30 a.m. and the second at 1:45 p.m. And it's going to be a great night, ending with a banquet and dinner.
Naturally. Yeah. Now, how could it be a big gig without the banquet and dinner at the end of everybody hoping to brag for the day?
Yeah, yeah. Awards given out for best golfer and such. But, hey, Tom, the great thing about this is you don't have to be a great golfer to go out there.
In fact, that's what we talked about last time. We want all the duffers to be out there. Make it count. Humble yourself for a really great ministry. And I love the bottom line for Youth 715 Ministries. We exist to share God's story of hope with young people through trusting relationships and any relevant way. And this is a very relevant way in all of our communities around these three home valleys. We've got a golf culture that, why not make it trickle down and bless those kids?
Yeah, this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. And some of the relevant ways we use this funding is through youth mentorship, through city centers, through clubs, through our vocational training program where we train kids 16 to 24 in construction, welding, and auto mechanics free of charge in a 12-week program, as well as going into juvenile justice and doing Bible studies and prayer groups.
You do the whole thing.
Whole shebang.
You dig deep. Okay.
Yes.
This is just one of those fun surface things we get to do, but what really it is all about is that bottom line and that foundation. But, you know, we want to have some joy, too, and that's what this is about.
Oh, this is a great time to come out, enjoy the weather, swing some golf clubs, throw some back, hang out with your friends, and meet some of the staff and youth members that will be sprinkled throughout the golf course.
Exactly. You've got to represent, and this is a great opportunity to know that things that are happening in our community that really do lift us up day after day are so worthy to be a part of. And please step out for Youth 715. It's just really well done. So it's a golf call, but it's a y'all call, too. Now, I have a feeling there's going to be some young people that are competing in this here competition, too.
Yeah, so I talked to one of the golfers who's got his team together, and he says he's got a ringer. He says he's got a young person from one of the high school golf teams who's really good, and so he's throwing the challenge down.
I love that. See, this is what it's all about. We get things started, and it ends up with that at the end being something so good. You know, it's what we do here in Grants Pass with the boat, Nick. It's all about the kids.
Yes.
Okay. You know, we do it as our tradition here for going on 68 years with our Kids Day just before Christmas. And we see it so up close and personal and dig deep. And I'm proud to have you here and say that we, with all of our hearts, support Youth 715 Ministries. We've seen what you do, and we know what you do. I also know your story, Frank, and I thank you for sharing that with you. You are a gentleman that has risen above many, many challenges, and here you find yourself committed with your heart. Now, how did that happen?
By God's grace.
You got it, brother.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Well, it's so good to see you again. Good to have your heart
Thanks,
in the
Tom.
House, you bet. And we're going to tell them the time again and how they're going to get signed up, because it's coming up fast this Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
It's this Saturday. Like I said, go to 715.org. That's 715.org to get signed up. You can sign up as a team. You can get a discount if you add a clergy member to your team, or you can sign up as an individual golfer, and a team will be assigned to you once you get there.
And all of the costs are there, which are no cost to anybody but you, and it's going to be multiplied through your effort and your love.
Yeah, and this goes to serve the valley of, Jackson and Josephine County, but also directly here in Grants Pass.
Yeah. It goes everywhere. It really makes a big difference. We're a pretty tight community. No matter what city we call our own, we really do feel like we've got a neighborhood from here to the border. And I love that 715 is all over that. That's 715.org.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
You bet. Pleasure, Frank. God bless you. And we'll look. Can I just say, come on back. Let's get a little after. Why don't we get a little afterglow? What do you think?
I love that.
I'd love to hear you and have you back. All right. Thanks again. Let's make sure everybody in the family hearing that message is all over it. If you swing a club, make it count this Saturday. Get signed up. The 60s.